Chapter 113. The Lamp. Addu descended from the Pequot's dry works to the Pequot's forecastle, where the off-duty watch were sleeping. For one single moment you would have almost thought you were standing in some illuminated shrine of canonized kings and counselors. There they lay in their triangular oaken vaults, each mariner a chiseled muteness, a score of lamps flashing upon his hooded eyes. And merchantmen, oil for the sailor is more scarce than the milk of queens. To dress in the dark, and eat in the dark, and stumble in darkness to his palate, this is his usual lot. But the wheelman, as he seeks the food of light, so he lives in light. He makes his berth in Aladdin's lamp, and lays him down in it, so that in the pitchiest night the ship's black hull still houses an illumination. See with what entire freedom the wheelman takes his handful of lamps often, but old bottles and vials, go to the copper cooler at the dry works, and replenishes them there, as mugs of ale at a vat. He burns to the purest of oil, in its unmanufactured, and, therefore, unvitiated state, a fluid unknown to solar, lunar, or astral contrivances ashore. It is sweet as early grass butter in April. He goes and hunts for his oil, so as to be sure of its freshness and genuineness, even as the traveler on the prairie hunts up his own supper of game. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.